around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, that we are, in large part because of all of you who tune in week after week via our 600 stations nationwide. As the music plays, everybody, that's your indication that the fastest 2 hours in travel is on. It's time for us to get back to talking everything and anything in the world of travel. So, as I always like to say, from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, April 5th, 2025. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. Well, today is a preferred travel panel day here on the show, Mary. We are looking forward to that.
It is. We are enjoying this new segment this year. Hope our listeners are enjoying it as well.
We're getting good feedback on it. You know, yeah. I'm looking forward to an hour from now. We'll be talking with Richard, Mike, and Ross. And who are they? You're going to have to tune in for that. We're also headed over to Italy later this hour, a place, Mary, that the two of us, we would travel to every year if our schedules allowed it.
Yeah, heading over via our studio. Yeah. Versus heading over.
Yeah,
in
Google
reality.
Meet's going to take us there today, but it's okay. Anyway, today, by the way, is also an open road day on the program. That means that RJ is here in studio. So, RJ, good morning to you. What's on tap coming up in the open road segment today?
Well, I sure am here in the studio. Thank you. And we have a nice little, you know, preview of some exciting events coming in my segment this afternoon.
Well, I kind of know what it is, but we're going to talk.
You do, but we're going to
right here
later.
In the New York City area. We're going to be talking about something that's going
RJ doesn't want to give it away.
No, absolutely
I won't.
Right.
But we'll tease this. It's 125 years old.
It's a special anniversary. That's
okay,
true.
So that's a good tease on that. So we'll put it there.
I didn't know that.
All right, so Rudy, listen, I would say Italy and the New York Auto Show, they are two things that we could get you to travel for. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't spend quite as much time as RJ would at the travel show, but...
Well, the auto show for him, the travel show for us.
I mean, excuse me, the auto show. Sorry, right. Yeah. But certainly a lot of time in Italy. Nothing ever wrong with that.
Well, Rudy, do you have a favorite moment from Italy that you've all the times you've been there?
Oh my gosh. Well, for RJ, I'll say, you know, visiting the Maserati, not Maserati. What is it? The other one.
Well, that's in Modena.
Maserati's
in Modena.
Maranello.
Yeah. Well, they're all within, you know, just a couple.
Well, visiting Modena and seeing those cars being built. And also just walking in the huge cheese caves with these big rounds
that's
of
a Rudy
cheese.
Thing. That's true. Mary, too. Mary's
that's
your
Mary thing,
listen,
too.
I would say, and Mary, remember when we did the broadcast live in Sicily? It was like 106 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
We pushed the technology right there on the beach.
On the beach.
Oh, that was great.
106. Yeah, it was fabulous.
Anytime in Sicily. Oh, well, Bobby, right. Listen, I looked today. The weather for us here is about the same as it is in Dallas. What's the good word from the Network Command Center down in Dallas?
Yeah, it's a little rainy. It's a little dreary. Mother Nature's taking a torpedo bat to it. But other than that, it's nice. It's nice out.
That's right. And for all of you folks, the torpedo bats, RJ, I mean, my God, everyone's talking about the torpedo bats and so forth.
Well, we have up to 6 or 7 teams using them now. Yeah. So they're starting to spread.
Yeah, and exactly. You know what? We know that we all know about the Astros and everyone talking about cheating and so forth. They're trying to say, oh, the Yankees were cheating. The Yankees were not cheating. Okay, listen, I love when we hire somebody from MIT to make the bats. It's a good thing for us, so we all get to go out and enjoy.
Are they the only team with these bats?
No, as RJ just said, there are a bunch of teams.
There's a bunch of other
teams now. Yeah.
How many?
With more to come. I think 6 or 7.
Yeah, the Reds are, I know, saw some. Anyway.
So nobody will be complaining when everyone's batting with them.
No.
All right, so before we go
pitchers will.
Any further, in today's show, thanks to all of you who voted in our latest travel polls at rmworldtravel.com, and here are the results. In which mountain range will you find the Matterhorn? 2% of you picked, I think it's the Zagros.
It's in Iran, northern Iraq.
And Turkey, right. 3% of you chose the Appalachians. 3% of you said it's in the Himalayas. 4% of you said the Ethiopian Highlands, 5% of you said the Rockies, 10% of you said the Andes, and 75% of you said the Alps. Well, there you go. It is in the Alps.
Smart audience.
Yes. That is a beautiful, beautiful mountain peak.
Oh, that's no
geometrically,
question about that.
It's got the title of one of the most photographed mountains in the
world. But the Andes are also beautiful. Not the Matterhorn.
No, the Matterhorn really is a standout. So second question. Which famous landmark is also known as the Flavian Amphitheater? 0% of you picked Sagrada Familia in Barcelona. 0% of you also picked the Great Pyramid of Giza. Good. This is good so far. 2% of you said the Taj Mahal. 5% of you said Stonehenge. 9% Acropolis. 17% Sydney Opera House. And 67% of you said it's the Colosseum.
Well, listen, more of our audience needs to clearly go to Italy because you would know the Flavian Amphitheater is the Colosseum.
They built it. The famous Flavian dynasty built the Colosseum and the Arch of Titus there in Rome. So,
I didn't really understand.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that, Rudy?
Oh, no.
All the times you've been there?
Well,
see, that's our public service out there we're trying to do for folks.
So, fun fact, they only ruled for 27 years. I did look this part up. They only ruled for 27 years, and they had a huge impact on the building and the infrastructure of the city.
And listen, every time we go there, the Colosseum, we were just there, you know, and they were working on it again last year.
Still so amazing.
Yeah, still a beautiful place, though, no question about all these years later. All right, well, listen, new travel polls, brand new travel polls, all right? They just went up on our show website, so you can go cast your vote. Actually, I think you'll find these pretty interesting as well. We're going to jump into the travel news roundtable right now. Listen, there's a lot of news we could get into. We're not going to carry on the national media's, you know, just rampant recycling of news over the last few days. We're just not going to participate that on the show. So I'm going to go in a different direction, and we're going to take a little over 5 weeks. Mary and I, we will be in Orlando as our big Let's Go America tour event and live remote will be happening there. So, quote unquote, the happiest place on earth, I guess. So Florida is on our radar. And although we don't talk much about train travel here in the U.S. on the show, something that caught my attention this week. Brightline, right? So I know we've covered that a couple times on the program, but Brightline, they unveiled their first ever loyalty program. That caught my attention. And they've also connected now with Lowe's Hotels to provide train ticket discounts and hotel credits for people staying at two of the Lowe's South Florida properties. We just saw one, Mary. We're down in Miami Beach there. So the new loyalty program is going to reward folks, you know, who want to travel on high-speed travel between South Florida and Orlando. Hence the reason I bring that up, since we're going to be there. It also is going to make it easier for cruise passengers if you go into Miami and Fort Lauderdale to get to the cruise port. So that's a good news. And you're going to earn points for all types of rewards and so forth. To celebrate right now, if you book any of your travel with them before June 3rd, you're going to get triple points, so I would encourage that. And then the partnership with Lowe's Hotels, by the way, for the Lowe's Miami Beach that I mentioned, or Lowe's Coral Gables, 20% off Brightline tickets, $100 food credit when you stay at the properties, when you book a two-night, and there's some other discounts there. So just be aware of that. I thought that would be a good way to start us off. Where do you want to go, Mary?
All right, so just real quickly, so we can get to RJ's story real quick. So Google Flights, trending destinations. Where is everyone going this summer? So internationally, according to Google Flights, what they're seeing, Japan's having a moment. Osaka and Tokyo rank in the top four. We have St. Lucia, Tel Aviv. I think that's because flights have reopened. Many airlines are now flying back there. Sydney, Cairo, Aruba. Domestic travel, San Juan, Puerto Rico, Billings, Montana, and Nantucket, Massachusetts. We're in the top three. I don't know if Nantucket's going to be happy about that. It's a small island.
So,
RJ?
Well, and I did want to throw this out. We're not going to get into the media vitriol. You're absolutely right. But I did just want to share a headline that kind of went under the radar this week.
All right.
Ford did announce that they're opening up their employee pricing to the public.
And Stellantis this morning, they said they're going to match it.
Until June 2nd?
You could say between $2,000 and $10,000 on new Fords until June 2nd.
So. All right.
Good
deal. There we are. All right. So that music tells us a lot on this show. We need to go to a quick sponsors break. The Chief Travel Leader Conversation will reconnect us with Zane Kirby. He's the CEO of the American Society of Travel Advisors, also known as ASTA. We're back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
The April 15th tax deadline is coming fast. Do you have unfiled tax returns? Can't pay the IRS? Well, the IRS is more aggressive than ever, and the longer you wait, the worse it gets. Get ahead of this with the experts at Tax Network USA. In fact, Tax Network USA has a preferred direct line to the IRS, so they know which agents to deal with and which to avoid. But you need to move fast with April 15th coming. This is a free service and it's 100% confidential. Visit tnusa.com/carry or call 800-958-1000 or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. And with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They'll also let you try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. So take the 2-minute Helix Sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide, plus you'll get free shipping here in the U.S. helixsleep.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Escape the madness that is March and get yourself some everyday earbuds by Raycon at buyraycon.com/carry. With active noise cancellation that drowns out the most maddening sounds, their everyday earbuds are your quieting sidekick for the gym, for work, and really for everywhere in between. The latest model is better than ever with a 32-hour battery and multi-point connectivity, and at just half the price of other premium brands, you're going to save some money. So go to buyraycon.com/carry, get 20% off the best-selling everyday earbuds, or visit rmworldtravel.com and just take a look under sponsors.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Hard charging, back we go from the break. These next 10 minutes are going to have us checking in with Asda CEO Zane Kirby for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation, and we're sponsored by Colette.
If you love travel like we do, but you don't like all that travel planning, we say go guided with Colette. They're going to seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences for you, so you get to delight in your destination without all that stress of making all those travel plans.
You know, Colette's been a leader in guided travel, folks, since 1918. They operate on all 7 continents, and right now, with their exclusive Spring Air offer, you can save up to 50% on your travels when you book your air as well with Colette. I also want to share that you'll get more than just your airline seat with them, as this offer also includes private chauffeur service and in-destination transfers as well. All right, what a great deal. Now, you do need to use the special code of TAKEOFF50. That's TAKEOFF50. So head to Colette.com, book your travels today, and go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel fun with them. You'll also find a direct link, of course, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Yeah, that is a great offer. All right, Robert and I are headed to the show hotline for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Waiting for us and ready to go is the CEO of the American Society of Travel Advisors, Zane Kirby.
Well, indeed he is. Zane, good morning. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hey, Robert. Hey, Mary. Good to be with you.
Good morning. Well, Thanks, Zane.
Yeah, nice to have you here with us, Zane. Appreciate that. So listen, last week, Signature Travel Network CEO Alex Sharp was here on the show with us. We had such a wide-ranging discussion with him. Got some really good feedback on that during the week. And he shared how hot travel bookings to Europe are for his company and the continued strength they're experiencing with cruise travel, you know, across the board, ocean or river cruising. So last month, Mary and I were in the Caribbean with one of our show partners, Seabourn, for the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise. We did a live broadcast on the 15th of March from Grenada. And during the Sea Day, we hosted a special travel seminar. We shared about 15 or 16 of our top travel tips as part of the Q&A portion of that presentation. We actually decided to poll the audience on whether they use a travel agent or advisor. And about 40% of the room raised their hands, I would say, Mary, from what we saw in that. So, you know, since you joined Asda as CEO more than 12 years ago now, Zane, talk about some of the changes that you've seen and also help create when it comes to how people interact with travel advisors and use them for their own travels.
Yeah, well, that's a lot to unpack, but I'll certainly do my best. But, you know, travel advisors in the modern era, you know, 20 years ago, if you wanted to go somewhere, you probably called a travel agent, or you visited one of the local, you know, local retail location 20, 25 years ago. But, you know, the world has changed since then. Obviously, the internet has come in and democratized information, and our members have become much more specialized. So the reality is that there is a travel advisor out there that knows exactly what you want to do and knows exactly the kind of activities and the best value for dollar that you can get in any place in this world that you want to go, because they have a specific set of trusted suppliers that they can recommend with confidence to you. So people have been using travel agents, travel advisors for forever, but I think in the modern world, travel advisors are really here to make sure that the traveling public gets the best value for dollar. Mm-hmm. And they do that by specializing in, you know, either a specific area of the world or a specific type of travel, and they burrow in and get to know that type or destination so well, and have been there so many times and understand everything about it so that you don't have to. You don't have to become a travel expert in New Zealand because someone already knows the things to do there, the people to trust, and the places to stay to get the best pictures and to maximize mm-hmm. your time and time value for money.
Zane, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just want to get to this platform that you have launched because in just building upon what you're talking about here, this is a fantastic area where I think not only is it helping travelers, it's certainly helping travel advisors, but it really is going to help connect travelers with verified travel advisors. That really resonates with us because we get questions frequently from show fans, and the questions generally are, how do I find a good travel advisor, and where do I go, and how do I know they're legitimate? So please talk about this new platform that you guys have just launched.
Sure. Yeah, unfortunately, Mary, the barriers to entry for our industry are extremely low. Anyone can actually say that they're a travel advisor, right? You don't have to go through a licensing regime. You don't have to register with your estate unless you're in one of two particular states in the U.S. So the barriers to entry are low, and that means that you can find yourself on the side of, you know, calling someone that doesn't have any experience and that doesn't have any expertise. And that gives our entire profession a black eye. So what ASTA has done is we have worked with, you know, a variety of partners in here to identify those travel advisors who are ethical, who've been in business for a number of years and have proven a proven amount of sales. So if you reach these three thresholds, years in service, sales, and you take ASTA's courses on ethics and regulatory compliance and legal relationships, mm-hmm. then you can become an ASTA Verified Travel Advisor. Verified Travel Advisors are on VeriVacation, that's V-E-R-I, VeriVacation.com, which is, as you mentioned, a platform that we launched about 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. Now, we're really excited. We've done some advertising campaigns online. We recorded some videos and commercials. Maybe perhaps some of your listeners have seen them, but it's been a really great platform for us. There's about 2,000 people a day visiting VeriVacation and connecting with a travel advisor. We'd obviously like more, but it's really, if you want to know who you can trust, we've already taken that hard work out of the equation. You just go online to VeriVacation. Mm-hmm. You say where you want to go and approximately when, and the kinds of activities that you want to do. You can or you don't have to put those in, but if you want to do those, you push a button and there'll be 8 or 9 verified travel advisors that can help you again maximize the spend that you want to do to get somewhere in the world.
Well, we love this. Okay,
love it. VeriVacation.com.
All right, so this leads into something, actually. It makes me laugh because, you know, the other evening I was getting my hair cut, and the woman who cuts my hair, she shared that because of us, she's actually become a travel advisor. I was a little surprised by that. I mean, she, by the way, very, very competent, but I wasn't surprised from that standpoint. But, you know, she's aligned herself with a fast-growing online travel company, and when I asked her what her aha moment was in deciding to do it, she rattled off a half a dozen or so reasons to me. One of the reasons was that she loves to travel. She felt that minimum that, you know, she and her family and some close friends would benefit from it. But she also liked the idea of being able to build her own business, manage it around her lifestyle, and help people, you know, with something that brings happiness to them. So, you know, listen, I joked with her that I'm always happy when I get my hair cut. Mary knows this. So, you know, the person I'm talking about, she already does that for me. But, you know, as you talk to travel advisors, Zane, or try to encourage them to consider a career in this sector of travel, what do you hear or talk about with them?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry that you lost your hairstylist, but I'm glad that we gained a travel advisor out of it. That's a good trade, Robert. So, I mean, you hit on a lot of the major themes. I mean, you know, you have to be a lifelong learner to be a travel advisor because conditions change so very quickly, and you know everything affects travel: the price of oil, geopolitics, trade. Everything affects travel. And then there's this whole complex set of schedules and rules and deadlines that you have to meet. So it's not for the faint of heart. It can be a challenging job. But to your point, if you have an entrepreneurial muscle in your body, and if you want the sort of flexibility that being a travel advisor offers, you know, we just got back from an event in Vienna, Austria, where 1,300 U.S.-based travel advisors joined us there to kick the tires on 15 river cruise ships. And they worked during the day and they you know evaluated these ships, and then at night all of them were in the lounge online like working with their customers and, right. and talking to their clients about their experiences. So it's a very fast paced environment that you work in. But if you have entrepreneurial muscle in your body and if you want geographic and sort of time flexibility, then this is a fantastic profession. And we have a roadmap course that'll kind of help you get started and understand the lingo of being a travel advisor. And then we have our verified travel advisor program for when you've been in the business a while and that you've proven yourself. So AFTA has educational resources from the very beginning.
Zane, looking ahead as the year continues to unfold, what's something that has your attention really in the world of travel or with AFTA that you're expecting is going to keep you busy, and you have about a minute left?
Well, I think that we're obviously tracking what's happening in Washington very closely here. You know, if you look at travel is affected greatly by mood and by sentiment, and people want to make sure that they're going to feel welcomed abroad. And so far, we've polled our members, Mary, and the American traveler is extremely resilient, and I'm very happy to say that. And we've seen very little sort of degradation on that side. But it's something we want to keep our eye on. You know, the 2024 was the highest number of Americans that left the shore. 107 million Americans left shore last year. That eclipsed the 2019 record of 98 million by a lot. So travel is certainly a right for our Americans, not a privilege. And we want to make sure that, again, people feel welcomed abroad. People obviously feel welcome coming here, but people understand that decisions that are made in Washington aren't necessarily reflective of everyone in the populace's opinion.
Well, right. Again, I think we will see. Listen, in the weeks and months ahead, I think we will all be in a good position. So, I mean, it's unfolding as we see. So, Zane, always good to talk with you. Again, I want to give that website, veravacation.com, veravacation.com. You can also go to asta.org, asta.org. You can click over from there as well. Always nice connecting with you. Glad to hear you again here on the program. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Mary. See you guys.
Take care, Zane. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, there goes Zane Kirby. I want to give that website one more time, folks. VeraVacation.com. You can go find yourself a trusted travel advisor through that. When we return after this bottom of the hour break, Rudy's going to talk layovers. RJ's coming right behind him with today's open road. Mary and I are going to take you over to Rome to talk about the Holy Jubilee. Plus, we've got the preferred travel panel and museum gallery. They're ahead an hour or two. 90 minutes still to go in today's broadcast, everyone. Stay with us.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's some sale for MyPillow. Because some big box stores didn't come through for the MyPillow folks this spring, they're passing that savings on to you with no middleman. You'll get the wholesale prices on their famous Giza Dreams and Percale bed sheets. That's 50% off. For example, the Percale king size is just $34.98, and the queen size is just $29.98. This won't last long. When they're gone, they're gone. Free shipping options are available, too. Go to MyPillow.com/carry and use code CARRY or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection for your home or small business, simplysafe.com/carry. There's nothing more important than protecting those you love from harm. It could be from intruders, fire, carbon monoxide, floods, broken water pipes, or many other dangers. If you've been thinking about getting protected with a security system, join the millions of Americans in our audience who trust Simply Safe. Simply is spelled with an I, by the way. It's all one word. Simply Safe. This is a company we've been working with for 11 years, and they don't just react to break-ins. They help stop them before they begin. Their exclusive Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras backed by live monitoring agents to keep watch over your property 24/7. When someone suspicious approaches your place, agents can see and speak to them in real time and call the police, all before anyone has a chance to get inside. There are no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, and monitoring plans begin at around $1 a day. Plus, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee allows you to try Simply Safe risk-free. So experience greater peace of mind and save 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan and get your first month for free. Go to simplysafe.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y, or as always, you can find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. You know, Most of us try to avoid changing planes when flying. After all, that just introduces the chance your trip might be delayed if you land too late to make your connection or if your connection has been delayed or canceled. But there is such a thing as a great layover, and our next guest, Julian Keel, can explain. Julian's a veteran travel journalist who has specialized in travel rewards. In fact, he's the CEO and founder of PointsPath, which is a company that can help you use your miles and points efficiently. Julian, welcome to the show. Okay, so you're going to tell us why a long, and I underline that word, why a long layover can actually be an added bonus sometimes for a traveler. Please explain.
Yeah, hi, Rudy. A lot of people say, oh my gosh, I've got a 5-hour, 6-hour layover here. It's going to be horrible. I look at it the other way around. I say, you've got 5 hours in an airport at a city that maybe you've never been. Leave the airport. Go and explore that city. Take advantage of that time to find out something new. Be somewhere you've never been before. Don't just go to the airport lounge. Don't just shop at the airport stores. Go ahead and leave and go ahead and find the sights of the city and maybe even the local neighborhoods. Maybe try a little bite of food. Just find, have a new experience. Take advantage of the extra time.
I think that's a great idea, and I have, in fact, done that. You can't always do that at every airport, of course, but there are several notable ones where you do have a long layover, and, in fact, the airport sort of makes it easy for you to go into town and see a city, as you say, you may never have seen, or maybe you know it very well, but you don't want to sit around the airport. Can you tell us a few of those airports?
Absolutely. So Singapore, and I realize not everybody is going to be going to Singapore anytime soon, but Singapore has actually taken this another step. The airport itself offers free tours of the city when you have a long layover. You can go up to the desk, say, I'm here for whatever it might be. I'd love to get a tour of the city, and they'll take you on a tour. Now, if you're not going through Singapore, but maybe you're going somewhere a little closer to home, let's say London in Europe, that's a terrific airport where you can jump on the tube and get into the heart of London. There's so much to do. You know, if you've got a very long layover, maybe even catch a show, though you'd really need to have a significant one for that. But there's lots and lots of history there. And then really, if you're looking domestically, I think Washington Reagan Airport is a terrific place where you're 5 minutes away from some of the greatest sites in all of the U.S., you know, the Capitol, the Smithsonian, the monuments and memorials. That is a terrific one where it's really, really easy to get into the heart of the city very quickly.
Well, as a fortunate Washington, D.C. native or resident for years and years, I agree, because you can almost throw a stone across the Potomac River from Washington Reagan Airport and hit the Capitol. So, I mean, it's a quick metro ride right into town. I wanted to add one to your list as well. Reykjavik in Iceland they'll allow you to lay over for a few days and give you a really cheap hotel. And they used to allow their their employees to actually show you around town if you booked ahead. I don't know if they're still doing it, but I know that it's very easy to do a layover in Reykjavik, where all Icelandic airlines stop en route to Europe.
Yeah, and if you do it, make sure that you go to one of the fantastic spas there, because you're going to have an experience that you're really not going to be able to get anywhere else in the world.
But don't go to the most famous one, the Blue Lagoon, this week, because last I knew, it was closed down because there's a volcano about to erupt. But you're right. There are a lot of great lagoons. You're right. Now, what you have to watch out for, of course, is that you can get back to the airport on time, because if you're overseas, you're going to have to clear customs and go through security again. Well, you go through security anyway. But I think that you have to really factor in quite a bit of time, don't you?
That's correct. So I say, if you are going to do this, if you know you're going to have a long layover, do a little research ahead of time, do a little homework. See, first of all, of course, how far you are from the airport to where you want to get to. What are the best ways to go? You know, are you going to be traveling maybe during the rush hour? In that case, you need to set aside some extra time for traffic, or consider a mass transit option. Subways and trains can be terrific during the rush hour because there's lots of them. And then when you're going to go back to the airport, you're going to need to not just leave time for security, but perhaps if you're overseas, you will likely have to clear immigration again. So you're definitely going to want to leave extra time for that. Make sure that you've planned it all out, that you know what you're going to be able to do in the time allotted. And then after you've figured it all out, pack on a little extra just in case something goes wrong.
Julian Peel's article appears in thrilllist.com, but you can also find his website PointsPath at pointspath.com. Julian, appreciate the advice. Good tips. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rudy.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everyone. RJ Carey here again with another Open Road segment. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Today, we're heading to the heart of Manhattan, where one of the most important automotive events in the country is about to kick off. I'm talking about none other than the New York International Auto Show. It's returning to the Javits Center, the New York City Convention Center right on the Hudson River, to celebrate a serious milestone, 125 years of showcasing what's new, what's next, and what's just plain cool in the world of cars. The first auto show was in 1900. It's pretty special. But first, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. And Mother's Day is coming in just 5 weeks on May 11th, so don't procrastinate. Treat your mom to everyday earbuds from our friends at Raycon by ordering today. These are a perfect gift whether she's hitting the gym, busy with work, or taking one of the many phone calls she habitually puts on speaker. With a 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity, she can pair up to two devices at once, and she'll never ask you for Bluetooth help again. They also come with active noise cancellation and start at half the price of other premium audio brands. Available in a variety of vibrant colors for a style that complements hers, they also include a 30-day happiness guarantee return policy, no questions asked. So right now, get 20% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry or you can find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Now, let's talk about what visitors can expect this year in New York for their milestone 125th auto show. Doors are going to open to the public on Friday, April 18th. The show runs through Sunday, April 27th. The first 2 days, the 16th and 17th, those are press and industry previews where automakers typically do all their big reveals and unveil all their concepts. By the time the general public comes in, all the big stuff will be out, open, polished, ready for the spotlight. And this year, there are plenty of them to come. So let's start with the production debuts, real-world vehicles that you're going to see in dealerships later this year. Kia, they plan to introduce their 2025 Kia K4, a stylish new compact sedan that replaces the Forte. It'll show off bold new lines, a new digital cockpit, and it's expected to lead the charge in Kia's more design-forward direction. Nissan, they're going to be pulling the wraps off of their fully redesigned Kicks, now with a more grown-up look, a slightly larger footprint, and a ton of new tech inside. They're making a strong push to keep it competitive in the urban SUV segment. Hyundai is bringing a double debut. They facelifted for the 2025 Tucson, and they refreshed the 2025 Santa Cruz as well. The Tucson gets an entirely new interior, exterior updates as well to match Hyundai's sharper new design language. And the Santa Cruz, their compact sort of pickup, goes against the Honda Ridgeline, will lean more into the rugged, adventure-ready vibe. It's very in right now with a more aggressive front end and other cabin tech. Toyota, they have a massive footprint this year in New York. They would likely use their show space to roll out either a new concept EV, as rumored, or possibly a refresh of the RAV4, which is not as exciting. But while they're keeping it under wraps for now, they will have plenty of EVs, hybrid options, and a lot of their more GR track-focused cars as well on display. Now, on to EVs, speaking of, just to get it out of the way, it's really been the theme of the New York Auto Show for the last 5 years or so. Porsche, they're going to be showcasing and unveiling their Macan EV. It's their first fully electric compact SUV. It'll offer up to 630 horsepower, signature Porsche driving dynamics, and fast charging capability. And this comes as Porsche has agreed to roll back their EV development following slow sales on the Taycan. Polestar, Volvo's EV spinoff, will bring their new Polestar 4 to U.S. audiences for the first time. And this sleek coupe-styled SUV, and it's going to be priced more in line to compete with Tesla. It's a sign of just how crowded and competitive the EV space is becoming. And maybe if you want something even wilder, the Rimac Nevera is going to be on display at Manhattan Motor Cars booth. This is the all-electric hypercar with 2,000 horsepower. It is the fastest accelerating car in the world. That will be at the New York Auto Show this year. Now, my personal favorite section at the auto show is the overlanding or off-road vehicle display. Of those, Ineos, the UK-based startup behind the Grenadier SUV, is poised to make a splash. Their setup is rumored to be quite the setup with an unveiling of their new pickup truck variant on the schedule. And speaking of adventure vehicles, Storyteller Overland and a growing crop of campervan builders will be part of the show's special Overland Weekend from April 25th to the 27th. So you can expect lifted sprinters, solar panels, rooftop tents, the works on a ton of custom off-road cars. There will be workshops, seminars, all kinds of gear for folks interested in road tripping beyond the interstate, which, as you know, we've done a segment on that in the past. That's something we really like here on the show. But let's talk about interactivity, actually. Camp Jeep is going to return with their 28-foot mountain ramp and off-road obstacle course. That's a lot of fun, especially with kids. This thing draws huge crowds every year, and for good reason. You're in the middle of New York City, and yet you can climb up a steep hill, crawl over logs, and ride through the kind of terrain that your crossover thinks it can handle. Ford also is going to join the fun with their Bronco off-rodeo ride-along to kind of poke fun at Camp Jeep, putting the new Bronco through simulated trails right there on site at the Javits Center. It's going to be pretty fun. So here's the bottom line. If you're listening to the show on one of our local New York area, Connecticut affiliates, or if you're thinking about potentially being in New York between April 18th and the 27th, and if you like cars even just a little bit, or you got a family member who does, this show will be worth your time. Tickets are cheap. It's $15 to enter. It's still the biggest, boldest auto event on the East Coast, and in its 125th year, it is doing what it does best, showing off what's next while nodding to what came before. So more to come after the break. I'm RJ Carey. This is The Open Road. Stick around, folks. Up next, we're going to Rome to discuss the Papal Jubilee.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
We are less than 15 minutes away from today's preferred travel panel, everyone, so make sure you stay tuned in as that's going to begin our hour two together today. And as Mary and I get back to it with all of you right now, after RJ just wrapped up the open road and what's ahead with the New York Auto Show that's happening here, we're sponsored by Relief Factor.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, and whether it's sitting too many hours at your computer, maybe you work a physical job, or maybe you have an injury, or, you know, it could be a host of other things, there's a price tag to be paid for living sometimes. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain. It's called Relief Factor.
Developed by doctors to support the body's response to inflammation, it doesn't mask pain. It helps eliminate it forever. You can't stop aging, but you can stop pain. So go to ReliefFactor.com. Try the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95, or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. We'll get you a link.
All right. Robert and I first connected with Martina Gatti during our big Let's Go America tour of Rome back in November of 2022. She designs exclusive travel experiences in Rome and across Italy, actually, via her company, My Italian Guide. 2025 is the year of the Holy Jubilee in Italy, and we've invited Martina to join us now via Google Meet with details.
All right. Well, Martina, great to see you again here on the monitor in our studio. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
It's my pleasure meeting you here today, and nice to see you another time.
Well, exactly.
Yes, likewise, very much. Yes. Martina.
All right, so listen, the Holy Jubilee is considered a holy year for Catholics worldwide. It's designated by the Pope. It occurs every 25 years. Rome and all of Italy will see record number of visitors this year. We've seen estimates as high as 35 million people. So talk about the impact this year it's going to have on your city there in Rome.
And the impact is impressive. We are expecting a lot of guests. Honestly, in the first 3 months of this year, we have tourists, but the main basilicas are the main attractions because the other places in Rome are available without a lot of line, a lot of big groups. The main basilicas are St. Peter's, St. Mary the Major, St. John in Lateran, and St. Paul outside the wall. They are every day very requested. They have a lot of people in line to go there to visit the places. But in the other museums, out of the Vatican, apart from the Colosseum, that is also very crowded, but the other places in Rome are very quiet. We have a lot of attractions that can be visited. Anyway, the Vatican is improving the opening time, the activities, a lot of masses, and the faithfuls are welcome every day to come to visit the church.
You know, Martina, like you said, the four basilicas and, of course, the Vatican and the Colosseum, all such wonderful attractions. But like you said, there are so many other sites in Rome. There's St. Agostino, where there's a Caravaggio painting. That's a small church with a small chapel. But besides Rome, all of Italy is celebrating, Robert, as you said. Martina, do you recommend that people coming to Rome this year take some day trips and get out of Rome and see some other towns that are celebrating?
Of course. The day trips are very easy to arrange. In the city, we have a great connection with high-speed trains if you want to go in other cities in 1 hour, 1 hour and a half. In the meantime, if you want to stay around the city of Rome, in the surroundings of Rome, you can rent a car, you can take a driver, you can go to enjoy the lakes in the north of Rome. You can go to visit the beautiful castles around the city of Rome. You can enjoy the atmosphere of the ancient Ostia, or, for example, Hadrian's Villa, Bracciano's Lake, and much more. But also in the city center, out of the crowd, you can enjoy the churches of Caravaggio. You can enjoy the museums, the Capitoline Museum, and much more.
And well, listen, Ostia Artica, we did last time. That was actually something. But I know we met 3 years ago when we were there, but we were just back in Rome last October for a few days. We saw firsthand all the preparations that are underway for this very special holy year that's happening with the Jubilee. We then went over to Sardinia, and then we actually spent some time up in the Portofino area. Really enjoyed that area. We've yet to find, frankly, Martina, a part of Italy that we don't enjoy. I mean, Mary and I, we often joke about it. It's very hard to come home. But do you have a few other areas that are maybe, you know, less appreciated locations of Italy that you like to recommend for visitors?
Of course. I recommend to visit Umbria, very close to Rome, with the wonderful cities as Orvieto, Assisi, Pello, and much more. Umbria is a great region. Also, the south of Tuscany, the area of Maremma, south of Tuscany, 1 hour and a half from Rome. Urbino, the land of Raphael, the truffle area. We have a lot of attractions out of the crowd you can enjoy. You mentioned the Sardinia, which is a wonderful island, but also there is a part of the south of Italy in the north of Apulia, which is not so crowded. Italy is much more, and we can enjoy with our clients at other places.
That is very true. So listen, I want to give the website for you folks. If you're headed to Rome, you know, other parts of Italy, get in touch with Martina yourself. Her expertise will just add
definitely
to your travels.
Get in touch with her.
Her website, very easy, myitalianguide.com, myitalianguide.com. I hope you enjoy the Holy Jubilee this year. And Martina, very nice connecting with you today. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for this invitation. I'm at disposal for all the guests, all the friends that want to enjoy Italy with us. And we are at disposal just to give suggestions, just ideas to create this special Italian itinerary. Italy is much more. And
you're great, Martina.
Share with you.
Thank you so much.
Martina.
You're great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Gotcha. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you. Ciao.
All right, well, Mary, listen, she's great. I
mean, and she really is good at what she does, so check her out.
Folks, if you're headed over to Rome for the Holy Jubilee this year, we would appreciate hearing from you. You just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, click on that Contact Us tab, okay? That's how we're going to put a bow on things for Hour 1 this week with a holy feel. Hour 2 will begin in about 7 minutes with the Preferred Travel Panel as we focus on the aviation sector of travel. Don't forget, folks, you can catch the show anytime, anywhere, and via our live stream at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.